Camden.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most yearly podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy.
We are everything but yearly.
We
are 52 yearly.
52 yearly? I wish that's how we talked.
I know.
Horrible.
Yeah. We're the yearly podcast. Yeah, this is... I'm dating this episode a little bit, but this is the third episode we've recorded today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved when we did this with the last holiday special. There was that one. There was the one special that you, the three of us, did, and you can just tell we were so fucking tired from doing them.
It was like a commentary on our first episode.
Yeah, and we were just like, we had recorded like three podcasts prior to that one, and we were all just so fucking tired and everything. We were like,
this is our first podcast.
How do you do a commentary on your own voice?
It was weird.
Yeah, I'm sure that must be rough for the listeners.
If you mix it right, it's not so bad.
Matt's a good mixer.
Sounds about
it. Are you still using very old Adobe to mix?
Yep.
Hell yeah. I still use everything CS4 on my computer because it works perfectly. I've had no need to upgrade at all.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do here is this is our year in review. We're going to take a look back at 2014 in gaming. And we're going to talk.
Cool. Yeah, this is basically just going to be a chat cast.
First question, though. Right. Guys, what is the best game you bought this year?
Oof.
Bought.
Okay.
All right. Man, well, you want to start us off?
Yeah, do you have one? Like,
oh, crap. I was trying to pass the buck.
Oh, really?
No, I could probably think of it pretty quickly here. The best game.
Okay, I can go if you're thinking.
All right, yeah.
Because the best game I have paid for this year, and even though it's new, it like I have never had so much fun this year playing a game, but Far Cry 4. I'm almost at 100% like platinum that game. I don't platinum games, but I've never had so much fun playing a game and doing all the side quests, even the annoying collectibles. I've enjoyed doing all of that. The game has just been a blast to play, and none of the like the glitches or anything that people had, I never had any of those. Like, so yeah, it was well worth my 60 for that game.
Nice. Yeah, that game was fucking awesome.
Yeah, just everything about it was just really good.
Now, I'm trying to think of a game, like, a game that I actually bought that came out this year. Because I bought plenty of games that have come out in the previous year, you know, that I played this year. But I would have to say, gosh, the best one of the year... I would have to probably go with Smash Bros. Right now.
The Wii U?
Wii U version of Smash Bros.
Why is that?
Because it's the most complete version right now. Like, I guess I shouldn't say complete, but the most expansive version. There's a ton of fucking shit in it. There's so many characters. You can play with up to 8 people. You can play with...
That's pretty neat.
Basically any fucking controller that you grab.
That is a neat feature.
I bet you could play with, like, a calculator.
What is it? You can play with... Can you play with the Wii controllers?
Yeah, yes, with the nunchuck.
You can play with the nunchuck on the Wii U?
The nunchuck and Wii,
really?
Wii mode.
That's all. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's like 5 different controllers, because
yeah,
Wii, the gamepad.
Gamepad, Pro Controller, 3DS, GameCube controller.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the 3DS too.
Wii mode and nunchuck.
So 5, yeah.
Yeah.
5 different controllers for one game. That's really... That's neat on Nintendo's part, mm-hmm. Especially the GameCube adapter. That's really neat on their part.
The one people were fucking stupid and didn't get with the game. Was that you, Tam? Were you that person?
I actually don't have the Wii U version yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
You
were so excited.
Cash.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. It's Christmas time and I want to spend on other people, not me. Plus, I think my parents might be getting it for me for Christmas. So
I don't understand why a lot of people were like, I want to play with the GameCube controller, but I'm not going to get the bundle.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand the bundle's $100. I can understand it's kind of expensive, but the adapter's not anywhere. The adapter itself, people are selling for like $100.
Yeah.
Damn.
They are doing a new run of it, though, which is exciting. Thank God. Yeah, finally.
They better make enough.
Yeah. I guess if I had to pick one, I was looking up A Link Between Worlds because that is the most fun I've had in a game in a super long time. But it came out last year in November, but I didn't get it until after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it came out last year, but whatever. It'd probably have to be Smash Brothers for the 3DS. I've almost platinumed that game. Nice. I just need Street Pass stuff, really. That's all I need.
Street Pass is a tough. Neat idea, but like I don't mobily play games a lot. My iPhone takes the place of that, and I know that's not a true gaming device, but
yeah,
I wish I had more friends that had the 3DS to make the Street Pass functionality cool, because I know it's neat. Like when we were at SGC, all the Street Pass stuff with all those people, I bet that's really neat.
Mm-hmm. It is, but it's super neat.
But when it's just me, I'm like
it's for me.
Yeah, I think Street Pass was a really cool idea. I wish it was integrated into more games. They have a really cool thing with the Street Pass for the Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds. If you Street Pass somebody who has a Link Between Worlds, their setup character will come in and invade your world. You can go up and fight them for money or something.
Oh,
so you could, like, they'll set up a character and it'll tell you all the stats. So they have this weapon, this many hearts, this armor and whatnot.
That's neat.
And you can go attack them or stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
Surprisingly, I've talked to a lot of people since it's at the end of the year now. So usually at work, I'll ask people like what game they enjoyed most of the year. Destiny was none of them.
None?
Everyone I knew that had Destiny, they said Destiny was fun, but it wasn't the best game I've ever played. Or played this year.
Yeah, that actually brings us into, I was going to say, what game, do you have any games that you regret buying this year? And I was going to start with Destiny.
Really? Okay.
I will say that Destiny was kind of entertaining for a level.
Really?
And then they did the same level over and over and over and over and over.
And Bungie has that problem with their single players. Is they just reuse stuff.
The same goddamn level over and over. You land, you bring your ghost somewhere, he finds something, you bring him somewhere else, he hacks into something, you go to a final place where you fight something. I got so bored just playing the same fucking thing over and over.
And like there's people on my PSN that every time they're on, I see that they're on Destiny. But these are the people that I've talked to, and they're like, they'll say other games instead of Destiny.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, like, I think even Bungie said, like, oh, well, it gets good like 25 hours in. It's like, dude, I'm not gonna make it there.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna make it 25 hours.
There is a game that, and it was the PS3 generation, but a lot of people like. It was a big game that came out, but they're like, once you get 9 hours into the game fucking takes off. And they were correct about 9 hours into the game. Assassin's Creed 3. I hated that game for the first like 8-9 hours I played it. And then as soon as that happened, like he grew up and became the assassin, that's when that game took off.
Yeah.
And I loved it after that. But yeah. I hated that game, and I spent the $60 on it, and I didn't play it. Like, I played it and then stopped because I hated it so much.
Yeah. I think I got about a good 3 hours in me until I expect a game to really capture my attention.
Makes sense.
And if it doesn't, I won't play it. I've probably played about 3 hours in Destiny.
Dang.
But it's like Final Fantasy games, you know? Those games I know start off slow.
Yeah.
Those games start off slow. They have to introduce a lot. You know, not only characters, but scenes and weapons and how everything works. But usually about 3 hours in, we're starting to do things. Like, I'm out on my own.
Did you ever play 13?
No.
13 took like 6 hours to get. It was like chapter like 4 or 5 before the game really
And to be honest,
me.
I probably have a longer time frame than most people.
Yeah.
Because I've played a lot of those Final Fantasy games. I know sometimes it could take a little bit to get going.
In any game I play, I devote at least 5 hours to because I know I'm not going to get hooked right off the bat, unless it's something that I've been like anticipating forever. But
I bet most people, if they're not, you know, really having fun about an hour in, you know, I got nothing to back that up with.
That's probably how Call of Duty runs. They're like, yeah, if we just explode it right out of the gate, people will be hooked, and that's how the multiplayer works. You can just, from the beginning, just run
jump
out
in.
There. Yeah, yeah, jump in. And I'm pretty sure that's what hooks the Call of Duty people, is that you can just go right then.
But that's the thing with, like, games that, you know, you were just saying, when they're like, oh, well, it gets really good, like, 9 hours in, or with Destiny, like, 25 hours in. Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to make it there. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna be bored for 24 hours.
Yeah. To then hit
that. So that I could finally get to something fun, when I have other games I can play that I will play that are fun right now.
Yeah.
Like, I can pop out Destiny and put in GTA 5.
You have that for the 4, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. And I will have fun right now.
Yeah, GTA 5. I know that wasn't a 2014 game, but I guess you consider it 14 with the re-release of it. But that game, that's the shit. That's where it's fucking at, is GTA 5.
The only GTA I've ever played, and I've never owned a GTA game. I don't own a lot of new games. So this question of regret, I'm thinking back, the only game that I bought this year was Super Smash Brothers. The only game I bought last year was Link Between Worlds, the new Pokemon.
So you could probably put that as your regret, too.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, suck your dick or something.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't print money, so.
Yeah.
I love those pictures. It prints money!
But I've only ever played one Grand Theft Auto, and it was San Andreas. And it was crazy fun.
You
but
played
my
a good
mom,
one, then, San Andreas.
Yeah.
My mom was really uptight about violent games.
I could understand
She got
that.
Upset with me whenever I brought Halo 2 home.
I remember.
She didn't know what that was. And Sergeant Johnson says, "You bastards." And my mom was cleaning. She was like, "What?" And I was like, "It's just a game, Mom. Calm down. Relax. I shoot bad guys. There's too much blood in this game."
My dad, they bought me a PS2 like the year after it came out. And that's when Grand Theft Auto 3 had come out. And my parents bought me the PS2 and Grand Theft Auto 3. Holy shit, my world was made. But I remember my mom, like, held that against my dad for, like, 3 years. She's like, yeah, buying your son Grand Theft Auto 3. And I'm just like, it's a great fucking game.
I remember this one moment playing Halo 2. I don't know if I've ever told the story on the podcast, but I probably should have. I was playing Halo 2 with Stefan and Tyler. And at some point, for some reason, Tyler had his microphone, like, the sounds he hears coming through the speakers.
All right.
And apparently Stefan said fuck or something like that. And then you hear his mom in the back and be like, who said that? Tyler. Fucking idiot. Instead of just being like, oh, it's someone online, or, you know, I'm playing online or something, like, he's like, it was Stefan. And I don't know why, but she called my house.
Oh.
And I had the phone next to me and I just didn't answer it. But oh, it's so funny. We bring that up a lot. It was Stefan. Like,
that's funny.
God. All right, guys. Let's go through the months here, okay?
Sure.
All right. First off, we'll talk about events. Let's see what happened in January. PlayStation Now was announced. Cloud streaming.
I was actually thinking about that during our podcast today. Mm-hmm. I really want to try the PlayStation Now. But I think I would only try it if I had a Vita.
Yeah.
Because streaming to a mobile game thing, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get a game when I'm at home, I'm just going to get the disc.
Right.
But the Vita makes total sense to me.
And also in January, Microsoft acquired Gears of War franchise from Epic Games.
I wonder how much money they had to pay for that.
I don't know, but they're probably going to make it back.
Yeah.
Let's look at releases here. What came out in January?
January is usually a slow month.
It is kind of a slow month. I mean, a lot of games came out, but I'm trying to think of something like notable.
Any that stand out?
Well, Octodad, Deadliest Catch. I know a lot of people like that game.
Yeah, that
Halo
game was
Spartan
like...
Assault.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas came out for the Windows Phone.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. Technology's so amazing. It's crazy.
I know.
When
I first remember them bringing 3 to the iPhone, I was like, No fucking way you can do that. And then there was I downloaded the demo just to see how it played on the iPhone. And son of a bitch, it was smooth. I was like, this is some shit.
All right, let's drop into February here. Double Helix Games was acquired by Amazon on February 5th.
Which, that's interesting because they made the launch game for the Xbox One, Killer Instinct.
Huh.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the original Killer Instinct on
Super Nintendo. And that's why we were like one of the first people to see it.
Yeah, we were live. At really? SGC.
At SGC. They had an Xbox One like demo unit and Killer Instinct.
It was
August? July?
It was June.
So yeah, it was a while off till the Xbox came out. So that's why it was a huge deal. 5 months
before it came out.
Yeah. And yeah, like it was fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
We should take a trip like that next year.
SGC, I don't know how I feel about it anymore.
It doesn't have to be SGC. We should just figure out
go somewhere. SGC would be nice to go to because I kind of know what I'm getting into. But to be honest, last SGC was kind of...
Like, I enjoyed...
I think it was the location, but it was not as fun as the first
time. Yeah. And my thought was, are we older? Is it because we're older? That was my first initial thought. It could
be because we're older. Because there's a lot of people that I was like there's a lot of like internet personalities there. And I'm just kind of like, I've either already seen them or I don't know them, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, they're like, oh, the AVGN panel, you need to go to that. I'm like, do you know how many AVGN panels I've been to?
Yeah.
Two.
I've seen them enough.
It's the same questions. They'll start a line, kid will be like, what's your least favorite game? And everyone will go, E.T., and then he'll sit down.
Yeah.
And they'll be like,
that's what made the panels last year so shitty, was the goddamn question you use.
Yeah, stuff like that. But what is really fun, first of all, what's fun is just the fact that it's downtown Dallas. Yeah. You know, we were able to go around downtown and go to cool places. Do you remember
looking for alcohol?
Oh.
I saw a...
The arcade. That was sweet.
Yes.
I saw a grunt panel at some whatever, and the way they did the questions was they got to pick the questions. You tweeted at them with the hashtag whatever they said, and then they picked the question. So if it was a dumb question, it just wasn't answered.
That's actually pretty smart.
That would be a great way to do it.
Yeah,
it
would be really smart.
Especially for the AVGN panel, so many dumb fucking questions.
Like, sadly, SGC was like a place where a lot of neckbeards would come out. You're like, you don't know how to socialize correctly, do you?
There was one kid, something like...
He couldn't even finish his question. One
was like, would you rather sign a game for me or punch me in the face or something
like that?
Yeah. And the nerd was like, looked at him all weird. He's like, I'll sign your game. Like, why would I punch you in the face?
It was just, it's like cringeworthy. You're like, oh man, I feel, SGC makes you feel like a normal human being too. When you go there, you're like, yeah.
But, I mean, there's also pretty cool ones, like Spoonies panels are always pretty fun because...
I really enjoyed Ashes panel.
Yeah.
We got to see a video before it came out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Those were pretty good panels, too. And I liked more of the...
Spoonie was fun, though.
Spoonie's fun. Spoonie, yeah. I liked more of the arcade and the special events, like tournaments and... movies and
though
stuff
remember
like, that.
Like the one last time we went, they like shut down half that arcade at like a certain time, remember?
Yeah Well, there was like a dev room
where developers the indie room,
the indie game room, that was it. Where we played Rush Bros,
that game was fun.
They shut that down at a point, but okay, so what did we just go to? February. Did I talk about Irrational Games getting shut down?
Creator
of BioShock.
That's crazy down.
I play BioShock a lot. I play BioShock and BioShock Infinite. I've never played 2. I heard I'm missing out.
It's mediocre.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a look at what came out in February. Fable Anniversary and The Wolf Among Us Episode 2.
I think, didn't Infamous come out in February? Or is that March? Mm-hmm. Last Light or Second Son? Second Son.
I don't see that here in February.
Oh, okay.
But at the same time, there's a lot of stuff here, so you know, I might just be missing it.
Yeah, sure.
Bravely Default. That was a good game.
Never played it. Never heard of it either. I just remember someone, Uli, on Facebook going, get the Brave D.
In March, let's take a look here. Oculus was acquired by Facebook for $2 billion.
That was a sale that I did not expect. That was a sale that it blew my mind that Facebook bought them.
Yeah. Let's take a look here. A lot of people were pissed about that.
Yeah,
To be honest, nothing's really come of it.
Yeah. The second dev kit came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it that came out of it.
Let's...
This is a weird question, but when did I join the podcast? It wasn't at this time, was it?
No.
No, it was...
I can probably find it in the playlist.
It's here. Not a huge
deal. It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, I mean...
September? Because when you first got on, you were giving me shit about the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm trying to find out here.
September, maybe August, late August. I'm guessing late August.
It's really not a big deal, Matt.
Oh,
it was late June.
Late June.
Oh, damn.
Cool.
Late right. June.
It was a happy. It was a birthday present for me.
Yeah. Birthday's in June.
June.
I forgot it.
Let's see. In March, games that came out. We're looking at South Park, Stick of Truth.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 2. Titanfall, Dark Souls 2.
What's Titanfall? I've never heard of it.
That was the mech game for... Oh, okay.
It's making a joke. It's supposed to be like revolutionary, and it kind of died out.
Yeah, because it was the Call of Duty dudes, and everyone was like, it's going to be amazing. And then, yeah, like most games, it comes out.
Final Fantasy X and X-2 Remastered.
Yay.
Let's see. Fez came out for PlayStation Network.
Oh, yeah. The developer of that game is a huge asshole.
Yeah, he's a douche.
Yeah. There's an indie game movie.
I've actually seen it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. And yeah, you know he's a huge fucking douche. Yeah.
I don't know if he really came off as much of a douche in that, did he?
No,
in,
he didn't.
In that one, I thought he was a douche.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, this guy's kind of a cocky fucker.
He's cocky, but if
you follow his Twitter when he's not, quote, quitting Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know that guy's a fucking douchebag.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He seemed just like a guy who was living his dream and was really stressed about shit not working.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of us.
April wasn't that interesting. Couple like PAX East happened in April. Let's take a look at what came out in April. A lot of fucking shit. Goat Simulator.
Yeah, which is now the Goat MMO Simulator.
Yeah.
For Xbox 360, Titanfall.
Oh, yeah.
That was one.
They released it later.
Wolf Among Us Episode 3.
I always forget about when the consoles overlap, the old generation with the new, I always forget about the horrible downports that happen. Mm-hmm. Like with the Ultimate Alliance, the PS2 Ultimate Alliance was horrible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was so bad.
Okay, moving on to May. Nintendo discontinues the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection servers for Wii and Nintendo DS games.
Yeah. Which, that's sad.
It is.
Especially Wii. Wii's its last gen console, so you think mm-hmm. they'd support it for a little bit longer, but...
They need Wii U sales.
Yeah, probably.
Let's see, in May, Borderlands 2 came out for the PS Vita.
Which got, apparently, when it first came out, was absolutely horrible, and then like two patches later, like it fixed everything. So apparently now it's really good, but then it was not.
Looks like Wolf Among Us Episode 4, Mario Kart 8...
Oh,
that was a good game. Shit. That came out in May.
That was a big one.
That came out in May?
Yeah.
I feel like that came out like yesterday. That's crazy. May.
Okay, what do we got here in June? E3, of course.
Yeah.
Don't forget E3.
E3. I look forward to E3. E3 and...
Why don't we go?
You
need to get a press pass, but apparently they're super easy.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we're a podcast. We are press. Right. Let's do it.
That was our reasoning last time.
Maybe not this year,
but see,
next
most
year.
E3s, the press people get paid to go there.
Well,
yeah,
I don't get paid to go there.
I don't know. I don't know about E3. It's pretty fucking big. Most people go there to interview people, so I'd rather go somewhere a little more made for fun.
Okay, all right.
PAX.
Like PAX.
PAX is they're just made for straight up gaming.
Then let's go to PAX.
But the thing about PAX is even if you have a news pass, PAX is still insanely hard to get into.
Oh yeah.
Because well one, the tickets sell out within like a couple hours of them selling. And then it's one of the harder ones to get into because it's expensive.
Hmm. We'll talk after the cast. I want this to happen.
All right, Nordic Games was acquired by THQ.
Nordic.
I love THC.
I read that backwards. Nordic Games acquired THQ, and that was acquired by.
Yeah, I was going to say, THQs, they're gone.
Yeah.
That was sad. I was like, oh, bye guys.
Now, what came out in June? Tamagotchi Life. There we go. Civilization 5 came out on Linux.
Oh!
XCOM, Enemy Unknown, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare on Windows.
That game's horrible. I got it for free on the PlayStation 4. They were giving it away for like 2 days. It was horrible.
Ooh, Shovel Knight. Wii U, 3DS, and Windows.
Yeah.
Never played it.
Good fucking game.
That would be a game that I want. Shovel Knight.
Never played it.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. July. Nothing super good.
Yeah, it's the summer months, so nothing really good.
What came out in July?
Nothing.
Nothing super good. Wolf Among Us Episode 5.
All right. Nothing. Yeah. Yeah, really nothing. The summer months suck, which is, I always said that's when developers should throw their shit out there, is in the
Crazy
summer, man.
Crazy Taxi City Rush for iOS.
You guys remember Crazy Taxi City Rush?
It was huge.
It was the shit. August. Let's take a look what we got here in August.
Nothing really in August, if I'm correct, too.
Activision revived Sierra Entertainment.
I forgot about that, which Sierra was the original publisher of Half-Life.
Electronic Arts launched subscription gaming service called EA Access.
Which I haven't heard shit about since then.
I have not either, yeah. Twitch was bought by Amazon for $970 million.
That's a lot of money.
I completely forgot that Amazon bought them. Yeah. I actually kind of thought Google still owned them.
And
or Google bought them.
Nintendo announced the new Nintendo 3DS XL.
Ooh. Which, that shit looks so cool. That's going to be Amiibo capable.
The XL?
The new XL. Okay. It's like the new Super Nintendo or whatever. It's the new XL.
In August, Crazy Taxi City Rush came out for the Android.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fuck yes.
They finally got it. Good for them.
August 8th, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Nice. Man, they pushed the second one out really fast then.
Yeah, they did. Hotline Miami for the PS4.
That's a good game.
Madden 15 on basically.
Oh, yeah. Madden always comes out in the summer.
Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 5.
Madden 15, like, sounds like a really fun game. We should play it sometime.
We should.
Yeah.
We really, really should. And you know what, Tam? You should just watch.
I should just watch. I'll comment about things I know not of.
September, Microsoft bought Mojang.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, which reminds me, they just announced the Windows Phone version of Minecraft.
Did they?
Yeah.
And Naughty Dog turned 30.
September. That was going to be one of my trivia things, was who was the lead designer, or which creator of this game was the lead designer of the PS4? Crash Bandicoot. Naughty Dog.
All right. September games. We have The Sims 4.
That game came out and went very fast.
Minecraft for the PS4.
Yeah.
Minecraft for the Xbox One came out a day later. Ooh.
Destiny.
Yep, Destiny was September. I remember everyone going, you don't got to wait till November for good games.
Coming out on other platforms, Five Nights at Freddy's on iOS, Shovel Knight on Mac.
Ooh, Five Nights would be fun on iOS. All touch. That might be kind of fun.
Would it?
I don't know.
Slender, The Arrival.
Next.
That's it. Oh, Shadow of Mordor.
Yep, that was the end of September, was yep. Mordor. Yeah.
So,
and that game got really good reviews.
Back to Destiny. Like, it's this huge fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
What was its big problem? Was it this, like, if they made...
It was repetitive.
Better level design? Was it because of the story, or...
Both. Level design and story. The levels all kind of followed the same kind of thing. You're in a place with buildings. You go into buildings. Occasionally the building would be run down. And occasionally they'd swap a building with a cave. But you're doing the same thing in it. You're finding an old computer and you're hacking into it.
That's weird. Why is there a computer in a cave?
I don't know.
All right. Next.
Oh, here's a game called Five Scary Nights at Slender Man's Survival Game.
Download that right now.
Dude, I'm not paying $2.99 for that.
October looks like nothing really special.
Just yeah, October was a quiet night or a quiet month for games.
Yeah, just a bunch of events. Let's see what came out game-wise. Smash Bros. For the 3DS.
Okay, so I lied.
It's okay. I forgive you.
NBA 2K15. Final Fantasy 13 came out on Windows. Minecraft came out on the PS Vita.
Minecraft on the Vita would be fun, especially with the dual sticks, I bet. That'd be really fun.
The Walking Dead episodes came out on PS4 and Xbox One. Oh, and then not even a few days after that, The Walking Dead Season 2 episodes came out on PS4 and Xbox One. Civilization Beyond Earth.
Which, that game came out and then just kind of fizzled. I haven't heard anything about
it. Sunset Overdrive. WWE 2K15.
Heard Sunset's really, really good.
And really?
It's made by Transformers.
It's made by the Ratchet and Clank guys.
I heard it's really fun.
And see, yeah, that's what I'm sad is it's Xbox exclusive, and that company has been PlayStation for, like, ever. So I was like, aw, Sunset Overdrive, sad.
Let's take a look here. In November, looks like just a bunch of events, too.
Really? November's the big one. Call of Duty, Far Cry.
Well, I'm not to games yet.
Oh, sorry.
November had, like, PAX, BlizzCon.
BlizzCon kept getting pushed back. BlizzCon's always later and later. I remember it used to be September.
Yep, and now for November games, we have Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, BioShock Infinite, the Complete Edition, Harvest Moon Lost Valley.
I like Harvest Moon.
The Wolf Among Us came out on PS4 and Xbox One. Civilization Revolution 2. What?
There was a second one?
Came out on Android.
Oh. Oh, okay. The
fuck?
I remember you played the crap out of Revolutions.
Oh, yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's 2. So Halo like the Master Chief Collection.
5 months later then? No, 3 months.
August to November, so yeah, 3 months.
Yeah, damn.
Sonic Boom, Rise of Lyric.
Was that the reboot they were trying to do where Sonic looked really weird?
Yeah.
Was that? Because I knew they were trying to reboot Sonic again. And
It's not necessarily a reboot.
Or a redesign.
Redesign.
Yeah, redesign of Sonic.
Yeah, Terraria came out on the next-gen consoles. Far Cry 4 came out. Dragon Age Inquisition. Grand Theft Auto 5 on the next-gen consoles. Little Big Planet 3. WWE 2K15 on the next-gen consoles.
Nice.
We should play that game, too.
Yeah, we should play that game. Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U.
God, I want it so bad.
Geometry Wars 3.
You feel it in your balls.
Yeah.
And let's take a look at what's happened so far in December. Guys, there's one thing we need to mention. Ralph Baer passed away.
Yeah. That was really sad. I was like, oh. That means, that, when I heard that, I was like, Neil.
Neil?
The main Atari dude that we saw.
Oh, his name's trying to set my tongue. Why can't I? Nolan Bushnell.
Nolan Bushnell. He's not far behind, too, because he was almost as old as Ralph Baer.
Ralph Baer's up hibernating in heaven.
Ralph Baer. Ralph Baer!
Ralph Baer!
Ralph Baer! Ralph Baer! Oh, Ralph
Baer. That's our tribute to him.
Yeah. Ralph Baer.
Ralph Baer.
Ralph Baer.
December releases Kingdom Hearts 2.5 Remix.
God damn, they need to make 3 so fucking bad.
Chivalry Medieval Warfare came out on the PS3 and 360.
That's a fun fucking game. It's ridiculous, yeah. But fun.
Final Fantasy 13 2 finally came out on Windows.
Yeah,
that's about it.
I would love that to have been read. Final Fantasy 132.
Yeah. 132. Oh, shit.
So that's what's happened this past year. Pretty good year for gaming. Yeah. That's when the... it really looks like the next-gen consoles kind of took hold. I guess, yes. To be fair, they came out late in 2013, so this is kind of their first full year. But finally, there's, like, games and shit for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And next year is just going to be great. There are so many.
You know, if you were like me and bought one on launch day, like the PS4, it took a long time for me to really play my PS4.
Same thing with the 3. I think it's just launch day consoles in general. My 3,
totally.
When I bought it, I didn't play the 3 for like, I played it. The shit out of the first couple months, and then there was like an 8-month chunk where I just did not touch it.
I wonder like, I doubt they do this because it's a business, but I feel like there should be a little bit more of a throwback to first day buyers, you know, because that's what's really getting everything up off the ground. And then you don't play it for 6 months, and if I come in and buy it 9 months later, I get the same stuff you get. Like, where's
yeah,
the
but I mean, that's kind of what you get for being a launch day buyer,
well,
though.
There is a lot of pre-order bonuses.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's pre-order bonuses for a lot of games these days.
Battlefield 4, the pre-order bonus for that was awesome for the PS4.
I fucking hate pre-order bonuses sometimes because with a lot of games, like, I know especially the WWE games do this. Like, there's a different wrestler for GameStop, Amazon, Walmart. Yeah. And you can't fucking get them if, like, I'm not going to buy the game fucking four times, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Battlefields was nice. The pre-order was one of its DLC packs. I was pretty happy with that.
You guys want to look forward to 2015 a little bit here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there are a bunch of fucking games I want next year. Oh, my God. Batman.
Let's take a look at events really quick. January, PAX South, 2015.
All right. Let's go.
March, PAX East.
Jesus.
June, E3, of course.
Oh, God. It's going to be so good.
July, SGC 2015.
Is that really on there?
Yep. This one's going to be in Frisco, Texas. So, obviously a different location.
All right.
August, Gamescom.
Oh,
Gamescom. PAX Prime in Seattle.
That, I think, is the main one.
And in September, the Tokyo Game Show.
That I always like that in the GDC, the Game Developers Conference, yeah, which is more about tech than games, so these, but I like those.
These are the ones that are announced right now. Specifically, they have dates for all these except SGC 2015. That's to be determined in July.
Hmm. That's cool that it's on there.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Let's take a look here at January for games. Saints Row GAT NFL.
Oh, yeah, man, I forgot about that. Holy shit.
Saints Row 4 re-elected for PS4 and Xbox One. Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out on Windows.
Cool. Oh, it finally got a date?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I didn't know it finally got a date.
It's coming out Grand Theft Auto 5, the 27th.
Is that going to have the first-person mode, too?
Yeah. Most likely, yes.
And but Heist?
you talk like it's a real thing.
When are we going to take bets on when Heist actually comes out?
I don't think it will.
You don't think so?
Or it'll be this time next year.
This time, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me take a look here. Codename Steam on the 3DS.
Okay.
April, June, Mortal Kombat 10.
Yeah!
Mortal Kombat X, I guess, is specifically the name of it.
It's got the original director from the first Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Operation Steam, apparently, I don't know, I know jack shit about that game, but apparently it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
Just from what I've heard other people talk about it.
I've never heard of that.
Supposed to be something, I could look it up too, but my phone's on the ground.
June has Batman Arkham Knight.
Yes. You think that's going to be delayed anymore?
Dude, it's been delayed like twice already, so.
I don't care. Let it be.
I'll wait. That's the thing. Yeah. With and that developer, Rocksteady, they're so good. I can wait.
I missed one here in March. Battlefield Hardline in March.
Hmm. I've been hearing positive things about it, actually, which I...
Actually? Really?
Yeah.
The second I fucking saw it, I was like, that's going to be the shit.
Oh, really?
Huh,
I didn't
yeah.
like it.
Really?
I don't like that setting.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, here's my view on it. Is Battlefield 4, or Battlefield just in general, if you don't have friends to play with, the group thing sucks. Like, the squad part of Battlefield sucks if you don't have friends to play with. Hardline is going to rely a shitload on that.
Yeah.
Like, getaway vehicles, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. Well, if I don't have friends to play with all the time, it's going to be a clusterfuck like most Battlefield games are.
Yeah.
That's my only caveat is that.
It could come out to be a clusterfuck. You'll have me to play with, at least.
But I hear the story's supposed to be really good.
I'm definitely getting that on PS4.
Do you think Call of Duty will ever go back to not being in the future?
I've heard rumors that Treyarch, the guys who are coming out with the next one, have been tinkering with World War II.
Yeah, I'd put money on it that they're going to go back to.
And Treyarch?
Either current day or World War II, but...
And Treyarch is, in my opinion, the best of the three Call of Duty developers because they're the guys that did Black Ops. And anyone who did Black Ops, I'll be pretty down with.
Here are some games that are listed for 2015 that don't have a specific date.
All right.
BioShock Infinite for Linux.
What?
All right.
Crackdown 3, Xbox One.
Man, I forgot about them announcing that game. Holy shit.
Fable Legends for the Xbox One. Final Fantasy 7 for the PS4.
Yeah.
Fucking should be Final Fantasy 9. Gran Turismo 7. Which is actually 2015/16, so it could come out 2 years.
That game is probably going to be 16.
Halo 5.
Also going to be 16.
No, there's no way Microsoft's going to push that another year. That's their that's their cash cow.
No, trust me, it will come out whether it's ready or not.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Hotline 2, wrong number.
That's got a lot of hype behind it.
King's Quest, fall of 2015.
I don't know shit about that, but I know the internet loves it.
Mario Party 10.
They're making another Mario Party?
Yeah.
Nice. I hope they change a bunch of stuff about it.
Mario versus Donkey Kong.
I want it to be a little quicker.
Mario Party, the Friend Destroyer.
Yeah.
That's what the 10th one will be.
What do we got here? More things. Ratchet.
What's
Clank.
Mario versus Donkey Kong? What is that? Like, what is that?
Well, let me pull it up.
Okay.
It's a puzzle platforming game.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Let's see.
That's all it says. It's a whole web page. It's a puzzle platforming game, period.
Yeah. You just guide the mini Marios to the exit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh.
I think they had something similar to this on the DS.
Shovel Knight's going to come out on all the PlayStation.
Oh, really?
PS4, PS3, PS Vita.
That'd be cool if that would be a free PS Plus game.
Elder Scrolls Online, spring of 2015.
Oh, yeah, that's coming to consoles. I forgot about that. No one's going to fucking
Majora's Mask 3D.
No one's going to play that.
Majora's Mask?
I'm kidding.
Oof.
Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six Siege.
Crazy hyped.
Is that the one with the the hostage one?
I have no clue.
I think that's the hostage one where you can, like, blow through walls to kidnap people and shit. It looked pretty cool for a Rainbow Six game.
Tropico 5.
Those have, a solid fan base.
And Zoo Tycoon, Friends.
Oh! Nice.
That is what we have to look forward to in 2015, among other games. There are other games.
Okay. What are you looking most forward to next year, like, game-wise?
Me?
Yeah.
Tamron Cardwell?
Yes.
Oh. Zelda Wii U. That is why I bought a Wii U. I keep telling everybody it's for Super Smash Bros., but it is for that game, and that game alone. Essentially, they're going to take Skyrim and the Zelda universe and just smush them together to give me a cel-shaded masterpiece. Right now, the only title is Zelda Wii U.
Oh,
that's what we got.
All right.
But there's a gameplay footage that I've shown Matt. Jesus, this will look good. Oh, my God.
Looks really good.
Matt?
I am looking forward to... It's kind of a toss-up right now between Battlefield Hardline and Mortal Kombat X.
Mortal Kombat's going to be a huge one. Mine is Arkham Knight. That was the reason I bought my PS4.
Yeah.
When I had the chance to buy the situation arose to buy it, and I'm like, that's the reason I bought the PS4 was Arkham Knight. I've loved every single Arkham game that's come out. They've been all good. Origins, meh. But City, I think I played through like 5 times and beat it. I just loved the game.
I really enjoyed the story of Origins. I thought the story was
really
good.
Yeah,
the gameplay
wasn't a bad,
a little.
It wasn't a bad game.
Fucking love that Batman messed up. That just made my day.
Yeah.
I should have tied him up.
All right, so guys, that was 2014 and a little look at 2015.
Yeah.
It was a good year.
Matt, what are you... Oh, never mind. We already asked that. I was like, Matt, what are you most excited about for 2015?
It's a toss-up between Battlefield Hardline and Mortal Kombat X.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, so we will see you next year. Thank you.